Good morning, I'm Mark Mixler with a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WVYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WVYS.com. Residents of Fulton County pay tribute to military personnel, past and present, over the weekend, especially those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. One of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice was Sergeant Doug Riney of Fairview. Sergeant Riney's father, Dave Riney, spoke at the ceremony at Jones Park in Canton yesterday morning. Riney said that none of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice set out to be heroes.
None of them set out to be heroes. They just want to do their part for their country and for us. And
I've took up a lot of exercise.
They become heroes not by choice.
Riney is a military veteran himself. Other ceremonies taking place this past weekend were in Cuba, Lewistown, Farmington, as well as Lakeland Park at the Veterans Memorial in Canton. A Canton woman is facing charges after police in Canton were dispatched to a disturbance at a business. Canton police say they observed a woman walking through the parking lot at Casey's General Store near the intersection of North 5th Avenue and East Chestnut Street early last Friday morning. Police say the woman was acting agitated and was yelling as they approached. Officers say they talked to the woman, identified as 50-year-old Kathy Hogan, and then left. Police say that they had just left minutes before when dispatch received a call from the same Casey's about the woman. She had allegedly left the store after taking a beer after causing the disturbance. An employee of the store told police that they had informed Hogan that it was past the time they could sell beer, but she became agitated with the employee. She then left the store with a beer. Police did locate Hogan in the 200 block of East Chestnut. Police say she continued to be agitated and appeared to be intoxicated. She also refused to give officers the unopened beer. She was told she was being arrested on a charge of retail theft and allegedly resisted being handcuffed by pulling away. She eventually was handcuffed. Hogan was given a non-traffic complaint for retail theft and resisting a peace officer. Fulton County Sheriff's deputies then took her into custody and to the Fulton County Jail in Lewistown. Various diseases are potentially lurking in the bite of pesky insects, but which one is the biggest concern? According to the Illinois Department of Public Health, West Nile virus remains the greatest mosquito-related threat. Spokesperson Melanie Arnold says the type of mosquito carrying the virus is prevalent in Illinois. Then there is the Zika virus.
The biggest threat with that is in travel to places that have Zika virus, so South and Central America, the Caribbean. The type of mosquito that carries Zika virus is typically not found in Illinois, so Zika virus is more a travel-associated risk at this time.
Many people with the Zika virus won't show any symptoms, but it can cause birth defects in pregnant women. Unlike West Nile, Zika can be transmitted from person to person through sex. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources wants to make sure you keep some boating safety tips in mind. IDNR spokesperson Ed Cross warns that state conservation police will be on the lookout for drunk boaters and other law violators. He says anyone under 13 must wear a life jacket when the boat is moving, and jet skiers of all ages must wear one as well. Cross also has this advice.
You know, the water's been up high from the rain and everything. There could be floating debris out there that you may not see until you're right on top of it. So do add a little caution to that as well. And when I say floating debris, it could be anything from a tree, any sort of thing that might have come loose during high water that could be out there. So add extra caution to that.
Last year in Illinois, there were 73 boat-related accidents, resulting in 36 injuries and 11 deaths. That's been a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WBYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WBYS.com.